जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
सर। அனந்த சரஸ்வதி கோஸ்வாமி பிரபுவாகி அனந்த கோடி வசம் ராமாச்சாரிய சிலஹரிதா ஸ்தாபிதி ஜீந்த கஹோ ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்தானந்த சிவத கதாதார சிவாசாதி கௌர் பக்தவிந்திரிய ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண கோ குணார்த்தாம் சுந்த ராதா சுந்த கிரி கோதம் கி ஜய வில்லவன் தாம் கி ஜய நம்பி தாம் கி ஜய கங்கா மாய் கி ஜய யமுனா மாய் கி ஜய துளசி தேவி கி ஜய பக்தி தேவி கி ஜய சாவேத பக்தவிந்த கி ஜய ஆல் க்ளோரி டு ஜெய சமல்லோ ஆல் க்ளோரி டு ஜெய தேங்க் யூ வெரி மச் ஹரே கிருஷ்ண
பகவதே வாசுதேவாய
ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய
ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய
ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய
ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய கேந்த 1 chapter 3 text 15 Rupam Sam Jagrihe Matsyam Chakshusha Udaji Samplave Navi Aropya Mahi Mayam Apad Vaivaspatam மனோம் ரூபம் சஜகிரஹே மாத்ஸ்யம் ரூபம் சஜகிரஹே மாத்ஸ்யம் சாக்ஷுஷோ ததி சம்ப்ளவே சாக்ஷுஷோ ததி சம்ப்ளவே நாவ்யாரோப்ய மஹிமாயாம் நாவ்யாரோப்ய மஹிமாயாம் அபாத்வாய வஸ்வதம் மனோம் அபாத்வாய வஸ்வதம் மனோம் ரூபம் சஜகிரஹே மாத்ஸ்யம் ரூபம் சஜகிரஹே மாத்ஸ்யம் சாக்ஷுஷோ தத்தி சம்ப்ளவே சாக்ஷுஷோ தத்தி சம்ப்ளவே நாவ்யாரோப்ய மஹிமாயாம் நாவ்யாரோப்ய மஹிமாயாம் அபாத்வாய வஸ்வதம் மனோம் அபாத்வாய வஸ்வதம் மனோம் ரூபம் ச ஜக்ரஹே மாத்ஸ்யம் ரூபம் ச ஜக்ரஹே மாத்ஸ்யம் சாக்ஷுஷோ தத்தி சம்ப்ளவே சாக்ஷுஷோ தத்தி சம்ப்ளவே நாவ்யாரோப்ய மஹிமாயாம் நாவ்யாரோப்ய மஹிமாயாம் அபாத்வாய வஸ்வதம் மனோம் அபாத்வாய வஸ்வதம் மனோம்
ஆ
Jagrihe, accepted. Matsyam, of fish. Chakshusha, Chakshusha. Udadhi, water. Samplave, inundation. Navi, on the boat. Aropya, keeping on. Mohi, the earth. Mayam, drowned in. Apat, protected. Vaivasvatam, Vaivasvata. Manum, Manu, the father of man. Translation. When there was a complete inundation after the period of the Chakshusha Manu, and the whole world was deep within water, the Lord accepted the form of a fish and protected Vaivasvata Manu, keeping him up on a boat.
So, here is history also. The Vedic history is not that for 1,000 years or 2,000 years. No. Not like that. One period, one millennium. Brahma's one day. That is millions and millions of years. So, just like there is night after day, day after night, similarly, the Brahma's day, Brahma's night, that is calculated. And one Brahma's day, you know, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Yugapajantam Arhajad Brahmano Vidu. So Brahma's one day means 1,000 times of the Yugas. The Yugas means Vishvatta Yuga, Kali Yuga, and Trita Yuga, Dapak Yuga, and Kali Yuga. The Satya Yuga's duration is about 1,800,000 of years. The next Trita Yuga duration about 1,200,000 of years. And then Dapak Yuga 800,000 of years, solar years. We are calculating the years, the time also relative. That is the little theory of the scientists, little law of relativity. My 100 years and Brahma's 100 years and an ant's 100 years, the giant's 100 years, they are not the same. Similarly, time calculation, if you go in the upper planetary system, that time calculation is different. Just like in modern age, Sputnik age, they are flying Sputnik, the first Sputnik flight, there, circumambulated this earth 3 times in 1 hour and 25 minutes. And they saw that there is night and day. Here in this planet, our night and day experience is 24 hours. But as soon as you leave this planet, you fly in a different speed, there is three times night and day in 1 hour and 25 minutes. So similarly, everyone lives 100 years, but that 100 years are all relative. An ant's 100 years, a man's 100 years is not the same. Similarly, a man's 100 years and a demigod's 100 years not the same. In different planetary system, the time is. And similarly, if you go still up and up, the time is relative. So we are calculating our 3,000 years, 4,000 years in our system. That 3,000 and 4,000 years, as soon as you go a little up, it becomes 1 hour 25 minutes. So, Brahma, one day, is different. But it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, you know, who are reading Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahat jat brahmano vidu. You try to understand, Brahma's one day equal to our 1,000 times of the yugas. And the yugas, as I've already explained, the Satya Yuga, 1,800,000 of years. Treta Yuga, 1,200,000 of years. And the Satya Yuga people used to live for 100,000 of years. Valmiki Muni, he practiced yoga for 60,000 of years. Unless one has got 100,000 of years duration of life, how he could practice 60,000 of years? So we should understand everything is relative. This is called relative word, relativity, law of relativity. So Brahma one day means 4,300,000 of years of our calculation. 4,300,000 of years. Little more. And that is Brahma's one day. And in that one day, 4,300,000 of years, there are 14 manus changing. So these are described here, the manu, chakusha manu, vaivasvato. There are 14 manus. So the calculation is, in one day of Brahma, in one month of Brahma, there are about 5,000 manus. So, this calculation is taken in the duration of manu's life. The Bhagavad Gita says, Imam vivasati yogam praktaman aham abhayam. Mano ikha kavi bravit. Vivasana manave praha manu ikha kavi bravit. So, this is the parampara system. So, here it is vaivasvata manu. What is text number? 15. Here it is. Vaivasvata manu. So, this Vaivasvata manu means at the present moment the president of the sun planet is called Vivasya. His name is Vivasya. And because his son manu, Vivasyana manu vipraho. This Bhagavad Gita was spoken long, long ago by Krishna to the sun god Vibhushya. Vibhushya. They are trying to understand the historical days. So how you can understand the historical day? It is beyond your calculation. You cannot calculate even one Brahma's day. And in Brahma's one day there are 14 manus. So it is beyond your brain substance. You can have some idea. Now here it is said, Vaivasvata mano. Vaivasvata mano, there are different manos. Just like first one it is said, Chakusha mano. Similarly next it is said, Vaivasvata mano. So this Vaivasvata mano is the son of sun god. There are two kinds of Kshatriya families within this planet. One coming from the moon, and the other is coming from the sun. The first person, I mean the first father of this Kshatriya family from sun, his first son is Mano. And his name is Vaivasvata Mano. Because he is the son of Vibhushya, therefore his father's name is also added. In India, the system is still that when a man will give you name, the first name is his own name. The second name is his father's name. And the third name is his village name. So that by three names we'll understand that this man is the son of such and such gentleman and coming from such and such village. Complete name. Just like when we give our identification, we give our own name, our father's name and address. That is complete identification. So still, not in everywhere, in almost all provinces of India, the system is still current, especially in Maharashtra province. Maharashtra province, they exactly give you his own name, his father's name, and his village name. So here also, Vaivasvata Mano. Vaivasvata Mano means the son of the gentleman whose name is Vibhushan. He is the president of this solar world, sun planet. There is also president. You have got your president here. Why not in the sun planet? How can you deny? With teeny knowledge that there is no life, there is no city, there is no man. Simply born smoking ganja and telling anything. But the fact is different. The fact is different. From common sense, we can understand that this is a planet made of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So this whole material world is made of these five elements. Somewhere, some portion is very prominent. Here, the earth is very prominent. Similarly, in the sun planet, the fire is very prominent. But there are five elements. Nothing is made, just like if you go to a fireplace, there the temperature is different. But the fireplace is made of these five elements. Earth, water, air, fire, nothing but. Therefore, if you study Bhagavad Gita very carefully, you understand everything. A little brain required. Just like we can say, when you go to the oven, fireplace, that high place, the stove, what is the stove? The stove is made of these five elements, earth, water, fire, air. But there, the fire is very prominent, therefore you cannot touch it, you cannot go there. Similarly, sun, planet is not very wonderful thing. It is also made of the same ingredients as it is made here, this planet. Because the whole material world is made of these five elements. But there the fire element is very prominent. Yes, we are thinking how one can live there, and how one can cook in the kitchen when the fire is so hot. It is possible. Just like you can see in the water. You cannot live in the water, but there are thousands and millions of living entities. They are very comfortably living. The same living entities you bring on the land, they cannot live. But you can live. So it is God's creation is like that. According to karma, there are different species of forms of life. But they have got all facilities to live. That is God's creation. Maya dakshina prakriti surati sacharasana. The direction is there. That this living entity wanted a body to swim in the sea very jubilantly. So now he has got the body of a fish. So let him live very peacefully. That is not much. You take very much pleasure with the sap, what is called, in the sea. Sap board? Yes. So if you increase your interest, how I shall be swimming and enjoy this sport whole day and night, then Krishna will give you the body of a fish. Yes. It's very kind. And you will very nicely live in the sea, always swimming, without any difficulty. Every life, as you increase your propensity for a certain type of activity, nature is ready immediately. Take this body. Why you are anxious? Take this body. Similarly, if you become anxious to have a body like Krishna, that is also ready. Now it is your choice. If you like, you take the body of a fish, or if you like, you take the body of Satchidananda Vigraha. Eternal, blissful knowledge. So we are trying to give that body. Not a fish body, cat's body, dog's body, that you have experience. Past life. We have got this life now to make decision, to make choice. What kind of body we are going to get next? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. Not that to give away with the waves of this time. Mayarvasi Dakshavesi Katchavudu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore sings that don't be carried away by the waves of Maya. Now you have got intelligence. You try to understand that you are eternal servant of Krishna and do the needful. Then get out of these Maya's webs. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Giving the right information. That if you do not want to be carried away by the waves of this Maya material nature, then take to this consciousness so that at the time of your death you will change this body to Krishna planet, Krishna Goloka Vrindavan. Taptadiham punarjanmanaiti mameti. Krishna says, Krishna is not making lying propaganda. He has no business. He is giving you information that if you become Krishna conscious, janmakarmamedibram, always thinking of Krishna, how he is acting, why he has come, why he has appeared, why he has given us the Bhagavad Gita, what lessons he is giving in this way, if we simply try to understand Krishna, janma karma me vibha, jo janati in truth, not whimsically, not sentimentally, with sound philosophy, knowledge, argument, you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you get taptadriham, then after giving up this body, undoubtedly you go back to Krishna, go back to home, back to God. This is the proposition, Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, these changes are mano, changes are millennium, changes are dvastation, in every manantar, at the end of mano, there is another dvastation, prolonged. Sankhlave, Jakusha Sankhlave, after the span of life of Jakusha Manu, there is another inundation, and then again everything comes out gradually as the water dries. Just like you see the Pacific Ocean, it is drying in a position that leads. But if 100 years after somebody comes here, you see that the Los Angeles city has expanded and the Pacific Ocean has diminished. This is going on. In this way, one day will be, there will be no Pacific Ocean. And therefore, without water, everyone will die. Simply sunshine, bright sunshine. So then again, as there is after bright sunshine, there is cloud and rain. Similarly, again there will be rain. Then again, there will be water, some flubby inundation. And this is going on. Buddha, Buddha, Praliyate. This material world, the scientists, the rascal scientists, they are trying to save it. How to run on our motor car, how our grandchildren who are coming, how they will drive this motor car. They are thinking and trying to find out some energy. But the rascals do not know where they are going. He's thinking for the future grandchildren. What is the relationship with grandchildren? There are so many living entities, they are coming and going. Buddhya-buddhya-puryate. So our relationship is just like sometimes there is wind and some straws gather together. And as soon as the wind is finished, the straws are again strewn ready. So our this gathering, this father, mother, son, children, grandchildren, it is like that. By nature's blood, we gather together again. Finish. So where is your grandchildren? Where is your grandfather? Prakitekiramanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma tatta hamiti mannati. By the freaks of nature, by the arrangement of nature, they gather together. So-called nation, so-called family, so-called society. Again, by freaks of nature, they are thrown. Here and there. Sometimes somebody is going to be cat, sometimes he's going to be dog. So if your grandchild, grandson is going to be a cat and dog, how is he coming to drive your motor car? But the rascals do not know. They are trying to make provision. How my grandchildren will drive car? The petrol is finished. And what other energy shall make in store? So that my grandchildren will come and very comfortably drive. This is called Maya Mohito. Maya Mohito Jivere Sata Krishna Nahi Gyan Ataya Krishna Kurila Veda Puran. That is stated in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are so much engrossed by the influence of Maya that we are trying to do so many things. But our only business is how to forget Krishna. That's it. Our real business is how we can kill Krishna, there is no God, how we can forget Krishna, and we are very busy in finding out petroleum energy. This is our view. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anadi Mahimogji, Sata Krishna Nahiya. We are so much foolish, influenced by the illusory energy, that by automatically we cannot understand Krishna. Because we are influenced. Therefore, this propaganda requires. Not that automatically they will come to Krishna consciousness. There is need of spreading. Unless, if you want to save, if you are actually benevolent to your countrymen, to your society, to the human society, you must preach this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, they are going away, they are careless by the influence of Maharaj. That is. Therefore, the most welfare activities, the most valuable welfare activities is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Otherwise, they are being carried away by Maya. Anadi bohinmo jivir satake ataye Krishna kalila veda pura. Now we have to accept knowledge from Veda, Vedic knowledge, not this rascal's knowledge. Rascal knowledge is that, yes, as soon as he comes to the imperfect point, yes, we are trying. You are trying. What is this thing? Trying means that your knowledge is imperfect. And another rascal will come, he will say, now here is the perfect, and 10 years after another rascal will come, no, this is not perfect, this is perfect, this is going. This is called scientific advancement. This is advancement means, but we don't change our basic knowledge. We do not say that Krishna 5,000 years ago said like this, now we are advanced. We change this life. Of course, others agree. In the scriptures, just like the Krishna, they are changing the words. But you cannot do that. Then where is the authority? If you change the word of the scripture, then where is the authority of the scripture? Just like in law books, there is some law made already. Physically, you cannot erase the words and put something that it should be changed like this. That will not be accepted. Law, if there is change, actually there is no change. There cannot be change. Real law means there is no change. Just like day and night. It is coming. The fortnight, the dark period and the light period. It is coming for millions and millions and time immemorial. The same law is flowing, going on. You cannot change. So as soon as you change, that means it is imperfect. You change. So, basic laws are not like that. You cannot change. 5,000 years ago, Krishna said, Sarvadhanman Parityajyamame Kamsaranam Maja. You give up all other religious principles, simply surrender unto me. He is preaching the same thing. No change. No change. There is no possibility of change. Then how is Krishna is authority? So change means imperfect knowledge. This is very change. And perfect knowledge, you will find that one who is very experienced medical practitioner, he gives you a prescription and you visit him again and again, he gives you the same prescription unless you are cured. His prescription is so nice that he doesn't change. But a non-experienced physician, every time you go, you change the prescription. But actually those who are experienced, he knows this is the disease and ultimately this medicine will cure. So let him repeat that medicine. So how is that? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Iva Kevala. We repeat only. We don't share. Now Hare Rama is not curing. So let me add, instead of Hare Krishna, John Krishna, if I may. No. No John Krishna. That same Hare Krishna must be the teacher. And you will be cured. So change means imperfect knowledge. No change means that is perfect. So we follow that no change policy. No, not that, because I think I have become now advanced, I change this to that. That means I am not advanced. My knowledge is imperfect, therefore I am changing. So, this verse, the appearance of Vaivasvatamano is described. So, Vaivasvatamano is incarnation of God. Sambhuva Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, as I told you, there are 14 Manus within the day. Now, out of that 14 Manus, this is the 7th Manu that is going on. This Vaivasvata Manu is the 7th Manu. So, another 7 Manu, when they will be finished, this one, Deva Brahma, will be finished. And there will be another dual spiritual. This is the law of nature. Thank you very much.